Whenever you're ready, you can tell me the story.
The story was about the police. It was dark on a windy night, and the police moved down the street, trying the door to each business. Most of the business was closed, and a few of people was out.
Okay, hold on a second. Tell it to me in your own words.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
It was about a policeman. He knocked on each door, and it was dark, and he was checking all the business doors, and it was very few people on the street. And it was about a bar, and it was about a man had a cigar, and it was about the police. The police was really doing the beating and everything. I don't know everything.
Do you remember anymore?
No, I don't.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Try to think of a story, a childhood story, with your three people.
How? When I was doing what?
With about three people in it, at least.
Okay. When I was a young girl, my mother had 13 kids, and it was me and my sister. And me and my two sisters used to go to school. And we was around about 7 years old, we was going to this school. And my mother used to always have us look and dress like twins. And she used to comb our hair and put bows on our hair. We didn't wear a lot of pearls, we wore bows. And then we grew up, and then I met this girlfriend of mine. I've been knowing for 64 years. Her grandmother took me to church with her when I was 12 years old. I went to this Pentecostal church, and she always used to take me to church. And then when I was a little young girl, I used to fight girls. I used to fight, you know, people used to fight me. And I used to fight them back too. I was about 13 or 14, and they used to always want to pick on me, and I used to beat them. But I still made friends. I got a lot of friends right now to my church, what I go to now. But now I'm a born again Christian, and I'm a very nice lady. But sometimes you meet friends, they don't want to be friends, or they're not true friends. Because I try to be friends to everybody. And I'm the type of person, I don't mix up with a lot of lady friends, because they don't want to be truthful. They want to keep some of going. And you got to trust your friends. And because my family, I love my family. I got five more sisters. But sometimes they nice, sometimes they not. Sometimes they really want to be my sisters. And I want, on May the 25th of next month, I invite them to come to my house. We want to have a luncheon. Gonna have a big luncheon just for my sisters, nobody else. For we can get something united about our, you know, they said it in the meet about the cemetery plot, you know. And I want to really get together on different things to come for a prayer and be nice, you know. And another thing, I'm a volunteer for foster grandmothers. And in the school, I work with second graders. And the second graders call me Grandma Miller. And they love me so much, and the teacher love me, and the teacher, she likes me too. And my principal there, he loves me to death at this school. He think I'm the nicest person, the sweetest grandma. Because, you know, one day I want to get up and tell about Southwest. I'm from Southwest, but now I'm from Second Street Southwest. And what happened? I grew up in a place where they didn't have electricity. They didn't have no gas stove. We had lamps right now today, and that place right now is remodeled in Southwest Waterside with beautiful stuff. What we didn't have, 1280 Second Street Southwest. I was born and raised in 1938. Down by Hoover's Playground, it's still standing there, but it's rich people live down there then. And I can't afford to live there. I wish I could go back, but it is some projects down there, nice projects down there. And I remember when I was a little girl, we used to play, you know, it ain't like it used to be. We used to play mothers when we was about 10 and 11 years old. We had a shed in the backyard. We used to go in there and play mothers and have a good time. There wasn't all this violent fighting going on. You want me to tell you some more?
No, that'll do it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Now I'm going to tell you a short story.
Okay, and good.
And I'm going to tell it back to you.
Okay. I'm not good in school to tell back, but I tell.
That's okay. You can do the best you can. This is a short one. Here's a story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries back, and she went back home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. That's the story.
Okay. Let me tell you about it. One day, a lady, she went to the grocery store and a purse fell out of her pocket. And when she got to the counter to pay for her groceries, it wasn't nothing there. Mm-hmm. As soon as she had to put all the groceries back, and as soon as she got home, the phone rang and she got her wallet back.
We're gonna do a few memory exercises. If I use some numbers, I want you to repeat it back to me. 582. 582. 694.
694.
6439. 7286.
7286.
42731. 7586.
7586.
619473.
619743.
392487.
392487. Yes. 5917428.
91. I don't know that. Okay. 4179826.
Okay. One more. 581.
581-92647.
581-92687.
Okay, now I want you to say them backwards.
2-4.
Say it backwards.
4-2.
Yes. 5-8.
8-5. Mm-hmm.
6-2-9.
6-9. 2-9.
Okay. 415.
415. Wait a minute. 415-514.
Yes. 3279.
92379.
Okay. 4968.
8498.
Okay, one more. 15286.
5615.
Okay. Next number exercise. I'm going to give you some categories, and I want you to tell me.
What that thing is? Oh, okay. How long I got to go now?
Not too long.
Okay.
We're almost done.
Okay. Thanks.
I want you to tell me as many foods as you can think of.
Foods?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken. Barbecue ribs.
Keep going.
Turkey. a ham, mm-hmm. a cabbage, mm-hmm. lettuce, mm-hmm. salad, mm-hmm. Pig feet, mm-hmm. chillings, mm-hmm. hot dogs, mm-hmm. hamburgers, bacon, sausages, staples, pork chops, lasagna, southwest steak, fish. That's all I know now.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me as many animals as you can think. Try to fill up a minute.
Okay. A minute. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
A dog, cat, tigers, elephant, sheep. No, that ain't all. That's right. What else? Let me see what else. Cats. Did I say cats? Cats. Elephant. Giraffes. Monkeys. Tigers. I don't know no more.
Can I think of one or two more?
Okay. A hyena.
Okay.
Giraffe.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Last category. Tell me all the items you can think of that belong in the kitchen.
Okay. Item.
Uh-huh. Anything?
Fork, spoon, knives, egg beaters, mm-hmm. strainers, bowls, pots, pans, serving tray, mm-hmm. Roaster, crock pots, knives, and that's it.
Keep going. Give me some
knives. What else? Curtains, the gas stove, mm-hmm. refrigerator, mm-hmm. freezers. Mm-hmm. That's it.
One or two more. I'm trying to get you to a minute.
Oh, a minute? I ain't a minute yet.
Nope. No.
Okay.
Now you are.
Well, I can talk.
Yeah, a bit. That got you to a minute. Okay, this is the last thing.
What's that? A scoop there?
Mm-hmm.
What you do on that?
Oh, you see.
Okay. Oh.
This is looking at your attention span.
Oh, okay.
I want you to start here, read across as fast as you can.
Okay. Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay.
Was that a minute?
That was 7 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, the key to this is to go as fast as you can in as little time as possible.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now this one.
Oh,
I want you to start across and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, red, green, blue, yellow, blue, I mean yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. 2 seconds. Last one. Okay. Now really pay attention to this one.
Okay.
Now instead of reading the words, tell me the color that the word is printed in. Like for this one, instead of saying red, you're going to say green. No, I'm sorry, blue. You're going to say blue, red, green, yellow, like that.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Red, blue, yellow. I mean, red, blue, green, yellow, green, yellow, green, red, red, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
There you go. Okay, that's, last thing is, do you remember the story I told you about the lady with the groceries?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell that to me one more time?
Okay. A lady went to the grocery store, and when she got up with her groceries, she discovered she didn't have no money to pay for her groceries. And when she got there, she had to put all the groceries back. And when she got home, the phone rang, and somebody had a wallet.
Okay. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
One thing, this is for payment. I just need for you to...
Oh, you'll get your money back, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh.
You get my $20 there, please.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
I just have to go to the money machine to do it.
You don't have it now?
I have it now, but I just want to make sure that I can get it later. Because I'm parked in the lot.